what this all means, this whole Ron DeSantis getting out of the race. Is the race for president over in the Republican Party? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders have a new head coach, and it's a familiar face. In fact, he's already coached 9 games. The silver and black removed the interim tag on Antonio Pearson, giving him the permanent position. Pearce becomes the team's 7th head coach in the last 13 years after taking over at midseason and leading them to a 5-4 record. After a thrilling come-from-behind win on Saturday night to wrap up a 5-game homestand, the Vegas Golden Knights head out on the road for a while. The next 4 are going to be away from the fortress starting this afternoon in New Jersey. Puck drops at 4 o'clock our time. And UNLV Women's basketball's 29-game conference winning streak came to an end this weekend. The Lady Rebels were upset by New Mexico 69-66 Saturday at Cox Pavilion.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Clayton continues on an accident in Henderson on the Beltway, westbound 215 near Pecos or at Pecos, 215 westbound of Pecos. Again, that is in Henderson. Still working that much earlier injury accident on the east side. Boulder Highway and Nellis, pretty serious one there. Southbound lanes on Boulder Highway remain shut down this hour at Nellis. So want to just steer clear of the intersection altogether if you can. Nellis and Boulder Highway, real problem spot today. West side accident at Sahara and Valleydale View still there, as is one on the east side of Paradise and Flamingo. Got rain today, 100% chance of it, and tomorrow. This afternoon's a high temperature expected to reach the mid-50s. We are at 50 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
The big news of the weekend politically, Ron DeSantis getting out of the race for president. I had a chance to visit with Dr. Robin Titus. She is the newly elected leader of the Republicans in the state Senate. And I asked her early on in the interview regarding the DeSantis saying no mas. What did you make of that?
Pretty much saw it coming. I think many people did. He started off great with his campaign, and then it just kind of never really got a lot more traction. And I think it was the right thing for him to do for our country and for his own state. And now we can kind of center on getting through this caucus primary process and then get some people elected to our own state house.
Now, let me ask you, you mentioned the caucus, and Karl Rove was on Fox yesterday saying that it is a confusing system. Explain what you understand to be this wonderful thing known as the Nevada caucuses.
Well, it's an unfortunate process that it has gotten so confusing. We've been doing a presidential caucus in Nevada. We have a pretty good history of it, and it was never... we always had about 28% attendance, and that's how we've done it. We didn't have one 4 years ago because Trump was the nominee, and so we didn't officially hold the caucus, but we had the prior three rounds of presidential election years. This year, or several years ago, the Democrats changed the process by passing a bill that none of the Republicans or many of us Republicans did not vote for that put us into a primary process for their benefit. And then it has gone to now this dual system, which is, again, incredibly confusing to the even informed voters, let alone those that have, you know, just voting and never really understand the whole process. So we have not, in my mind, as Republicans, not done a good job educating the voters on what to do. So coming on shows like yours and getting out in front of it, the NVGOP sent out a card to their voters, all Republicans, on what to do about the caucus. I'm telling folks that, indeed, if your candidate is on the primary ballot, vote for them and drop it off at your clerk's office. I don't trust the mail. But if your candidate is not on that ballot, you vote for none of the above. And in order to vote for now President Trump, you need to go to the caucus and cast your ballot for President Trump. And we will see what that process is. Clark County has gotten some good sites. For those of you who are listening today, you need to go to wherever your precinct is holding their caucus. You don't have to stay and caucus, which is means discuss. You can simply go in and cast your ballot and then leave. Or you can stay and have some good discussion. So go to the NVGOP website, and you can pull up where your precinct is holding their caucusing, and hopefully folks can participate.
Do you worry that people are going to stay away? They're going to say, you know, especially now that DeSantis is not going to be on the ballot, and that Donald J. Trump, I think, is going to be the lone. Well, no, there are going to be two candidates. One's going to be Donald J. Trump, and the other one is going to be somebody whose name I just don't recognize. is it possible that the turnout's going to be record low?
It very might be, but a couple things that I would encourage to folks to do if you can. Because one of the things about the caucus, it's also the precinct meetings. And so if you don't like this process, if you don't like having the dual primary and the caucus, then you need to attend the caucus, because as a precinct meeting, you get to form the actual planks of what the Republican Party does in the state of Nevada. And actually those planks then can be taken to the national convention, and you can form what we really, you know, can harp be the beginning of what we stand for and how this process is done. So if you don't like the caucus process, show up at the precinct meeting, then you can get elected to go to your local county meetings. And then from the county meetings, you can be at the state meeting. And it was at the state meeting these decisions are made.
Dr. Robin Titus joining us. Let me just ask you, so your advice for folks is If you want to vote in the primary, vote in the primary. If you want to vote for none of the above, you can vote for one none of the above. But then to go on February 8th and do the caucus thing.
Absolutely, because, it gives you a voice in the whole decision process. Again, it's more than just casting your vote for the presidential nominee. It is actually deciding what direction your party's going. Did you like the caucus process? If not, come and write your opinion, and that can actually be a we call them a plank, the form of our platform. And I think it's important to participate. So by not showing up, then you don't really have your voice heard in this process.
Dr. Robin Titus joining us earlier in the program. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, 6:05, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Klanbach are next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employee's independence, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. DeSantis out. Four charged with murder. Hidden peepholes. And Marines call 911. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has dropped out of the presidential race. His campaign put all their focus on the Iowa caucus, and they got second with 21% of the vote, just ahead of Nikki Haley at 19%, well behind Trump at 51%, by far the biggest blowout in caucus history since 1972. They signaled that they'd keep going. He gave a few more speeches in New Hampshire and South Carolina since that caucus, but recent polls in New Hampshire have him about 5%. He has endorsed Donald Trump. CNN has this headline, DeSantis' exit is a devastating blow to the career of a once-rising GOP star. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, yeah, it's devastating to him and his supporters, but he's 45. Do you remember when Trump called Ted Cruz Lion Ted? And Trump supporters felt betrayed when Cruz at the Republican convention said, vote your conscience? They're friends now. And no one holds 2016 against Ted Cruz. Maybe there's a VP slot available, or Dinesh D'Souza has the idea of Trump hiring DeSantis to be the guy who actually goes to D.C. to drain the swamp. So Trump's the big idea guy and the delegator, and DeSantis is the JAG officer who gets it done. I don't think this is the end of Ron DeSantis. Trump's team said they did not expect an endorsement, but Trump said in a statement that he's very honored to have his endorsement. You may remember that video back in November of a mob of students beating to death a fellow student in Las Vegas. Well, four high schoolers have been charged as adults for second-degree murder. Nine students have been arrested, all between the ages of 13 and 17. Further evidence that Hugh Hefner is a despicable person. His legacy should have him somewhere between completely wicked to very sad. His mother never said, I love you, never hugged him, and his fiance cheated on him when he was serving away abroad at the end of World War II. So he was betrayed by the two most important women in his life. So it makes sense that he would go on to treat women like he did for the rest of his. But one of his wives say that he had peepholes and hidden cameras installed in bedrooms in his mansion where he recorded celebrities and politicians and their exploits without their knowledge. Do you remember back in September, the Marines lost one of their F-35 fighter jets? The pilot ejected, parachuted down in a residential neighborhood in North Charleston, and the F-35 kept going. Well, it turns out a Marine major actually called 911. He said, we're looking for an F-35 and we're coming up dry so far. The plane was ultimately found 75 miles from where the pilot landed, an embarrassing and $100 million loss. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom to All, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, this water ain't woke, and bottled with liberal tears. Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com. to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I know you don't care very much about entertainment culture in this country. I don't either anymore. Used to be a big movie fan. Now I don't. Every week I look, is there a movie I want to go to? And the answer is no. I'm not going to sit there for 3.5 hours, even if it is Martin Scorsese. I'm not. And the rest of it is just junk. On television, it's the same thing. Reality shows and all of this garbage. I have no interest in it at all. I only watch sports. I watch Blue Bloods on CBS. Excellent show. And that's about it. I don't even watch 60 Minutes anymore because it's just not what it used to be. Anyway, they had the Emmy Awards last week. And that's the big thing for TV, the Emmys. You know how many people watch the Emmys? 4.5 million. I did more viewers on the O'Reilly Factor. 4.5 million. That's it. And I looked at the winners and I looked at the people who got the Emmys. I didn't know 75% of them. I'm sure they're good. I'm sure the vehicles were okay. But there's no common culture anymore. There's no Mary Tyler Moore. There's no Happy Days. No All in the Family. No Dobie Gillis. No Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver. It's all scattered all over the place. And most Americans have lost interest. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Alan, Bill, if they let Hunter Biden off and issue a new subpoena, what's to stop him from taking the Fifth when he does testify? Nothing. The subpoena only says you have to appear in a deposition. If he wants to take the Fifth 100 times, he can. William Cross, West Valley City, Utah. Lately, I am listening to the BBC, and it is beginning to sound like Biden rhetoric that Trump will destroy democracy all over the world. Well, what do you expect the BBC to do? BBC is more liberal than the CBC that we talked about earlier in the broadcast. BBC, come on. I mean, I think the BBC is so pro-Hamas. I'm just shocked. But been going that way for years. Dar Lutz. We don't want to pay $24 for a sandwich either, so my wife and I buy a pound or a pint of chicken or tuna salad from the deli, take it home, make our own sandwiches. That's right. That's the smart play. But what if you're on the run? And that's what people do for delis. They're racing around. They're going places. They got to get a quick sandwich. Sure. I mean, you're a moron if you buy the crazy price sandwiches at the deli. You just get the ingredients, make your own sandwich. And remember to use sourdough bread. Good for you. But, you know, look, this thing is totally out of control. Believe me. Where I live on Long Island, insane. Food prices now. BillO'Reilly.com store. Before my books are banned entirely, you might want to buy the whole set. Well, 13. Great deal. We'll like you a lot if you do. And you read them. I'm getting letters. Well, what should I read them? What order? You go Witches. You go Killing England. You go Killing Lincoln. Crazy Horse. That gets you through the first 100 years of the country. All right, and then you read them whenever you want. Those four. So are we Witches, that's the Mayflower and all of that. In a moment, something you might not know. Your safety is important, and I am happy to introduce you to Byrna, a self-defense solution that will help keep you and your family safe. Byrna offers a powerful non-lethal pistol with tear gas, pepper irritants, and kinetic projectiles that disable attackers for 30 to 40 minutes. It's all legal in every state, and no background checks are required, and they ship directly to your door, very private. They are American-made in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and are trusted by U.S. government agencies and hundreds of police departments. If you are a gun owner, you need options. Avoid the complexities that come with taking a life and having to defend your freedom in court. And if you're adverse to firearms, Byrna is a good alternative solution. So please visit Byrna.com/bill to receive a 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/bill. Stay safe with Byrna.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 56 years ago today, one of the most influential TV programs in history debuted on NBC. The comedy show featured two hosts, special guests, and a lot of chaos. Here's the story behind Laugh In. Show began as an hour-long special that aired September 1967. Led by the comedy team of Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, Laugh-In featured comics Goldie Hawn, Lily Tomlin, and sometimes falsetto singer Tiny Tim. Executives launched the weekly series to replace The Man from U.N.C.L.E. It debuted January 22, 1968, and quickly became a national sensation. The broadcast relied on improvisation from the cast and used flamboyant colors and characters from counterculture. Rowan described the format as psychedelic vaudeville. For the next 6 years, millions tuned in every week to watch the latest crop of American comics. Cameos included Sammy Davis Jr., John Wayne, even President Richard Nixon, and Gerald Ford. In total, the series was nominated for 32 Emmys and won 7. The final show aired on March 12, 1973. Laugh-In ranks 42 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time. Dan Rowan retired shortly after the finale. He was diagnosed with blood cancer and passed away in 1987 at the age of 65. Dick Martin died from lung cancer in 2008. He was 86 years old. And here's something else you might not know. Today, the cancel culture movement, not fond of Laugh-In. Many networks and streaming platforms refuse to run old episodes because, quote, the show relies on stereotypical depictions of gay people, women, African-Americans, and Asians. I believe they had some stereotypes of white people, too, but cancel culture is not concerned. To quote Flip Wilson, the devil made them do it. Back after this.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost.
So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.